Hey, Jeff, it's Charlie. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Playing a little phone tag there, huh?
Sorry, man. But
it's all good. I know you're doing a Christmas tree hanging, right? Or something like that? Christmas lights?
But yeah, Christmas lights. I'm at home with the kids all day today. The wife had to go run the errands, so.
There you go. There you go. Got to play the dad part too, right?
right. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you get the fun part today. That's what it is.
Right? Yeah. For real, huh? I always tell my wife I'd train her any day. I'd rather stay at home than go to work.
Hey, I agree with you on that one. I'm with you there. It's always fun. I have a little nephew that's 6. He just turned 7 on the 28th. And, man, kids a ball of fun, but you know how kids are, you know, they have all the energy, and then after 10 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's settle down, and they just want to keep going. You're like, oh, man, here we go.
They don't stop, man.
Yeah, they don't.
I got an 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old, man, and they're all together. They're like, oh, man, they can fucking get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, guys, give me a break today. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's hilarious. So, all right. Well,
right,
I know we talked last Wednesday out of the office on Thursday or Friday. And we were talking about, you know, helping you get on that first page of Google, and you wanted me to hold the position for you till today.
Yeah.
So that way we can get you all started. Are you ready to get all started today?
Yep. Okay. 100%, man. And then also, cool. So I think I was talking to you last week about, everything going on about my Google page, saying that it was,
It was like suspended,
like it says that I was temporarily closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I told you how I got that loan, right?
Yes.
So it didn't go through till the next day, but he called me and he got it switched for me. I don't know if it makes a difference with you or not, but, he got it switched for me and it doesn't say temporarily closed anymore. But I don't like the looks of it because it's just super plain, no pictures of my work or anything like that.
Right.
So I still want to have you guys.
Who got a switch?
What's that? Let me see what their name is.
Are you working with them right now?
No, it's Smart Biz Portal. And I just got a loan through them. It was just a little $5,000 loan just to help kind of with the bills and whatnot until we get through the winter.
Right.
But he asked me, he goes, hey, it says you're temporarily closed. And I told him I was working with you on getting it switched. And he's like, well, I can switch it right now, and make sure that it's not closed anymore. And he switched it. And I looked up and it doesn't say closed anymore. But I didn't know if that had any effect on what you guys do or.
No, I mean, it doesn't, like, it says open for sure, which is good.
Yeah.
But that just, means, I'm just kind of curious, like, if your Google Business profile is, claimed. So typically what happens is some owners won't claim their Google Business profile and then people can, like, make changes on it whenever they want.
So we'll make sure
that's all like set up for you properly and everything's good there.
And I was just gonna say if we could even just delete that and then you guys could help me out building another one that like looks better. That I know that we were talking a little bit and like when you type in certain things like it'll my company will pop up kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, this I'll tell you this. So this would actually be better for you to keep because then one, you're already verified through Google. So you don't have to go through that long verification process. So that cuts out a huge part of
a huge amount of time.
Yeah. Of just trying to verify with Google and doing like a phone video. Like I'll tell you, it is a little bit of a hassle for most business owners now. Yeah. You already have yours. What we can do is we can make changes to the one you have now, and that would be a lot quicker and a lot easier. And we can update pictures on here and everything like that, too. So,
yeah.
Okay, so the address you still have is the 347 68th Street, Springfield, Oregon?
Yep.
Okay, 97478?
Yep.
Perfect. And then, let me see here. Let me just make sure I have everything correct. And then for your customers to call you, the 541-543-3319. That's a good contact number for your customers?
Yep. Perfect. That's the business number.
Okay. And then I have Jeff, and then is it Jeff or is it Jeffrey?
It's Jeffrey, but either way is fine. No big deal.
What is it on your card itself?
It's Jeffrey on the card.
Okay. I'm just going to put Jeffrey for, so that way when we send you our terms and conditions, it just has your, you know, biological name. There's no hiccups there for you either. And then the Jeffrey at jc-finaltouch.com is good email address for you, correct?
Yep, that's a good way to get a hold of me. And I prefer that. Emails are so, like, because my phone, I go through Verizon, and I have the OneTalk app, and it's a pain in the ass. I literally have been fighting them for about a year on this.
Okay. So email is essential for you then?
Yeah, email is, like, preferred.
Perfect. I'll put email. What about text? Does text work for you too?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Text works great too.
I'll let my tech team know that text and email is the best for you as well. Okay. Let me just make sure I got everything.
I mean,
here.
Calling is good and everything, but as long as they leave a voicemail, because I'll get a lot of calls and they won't leave a voicemail. It's hard because I have no idea who to call back or what they're calling about or.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
And then you have a Facebook page already, correct? Because this does come with Facebook, a Facebook campaign. Cool.
Yeah, I do for sure. And I have Instagram too.
Awesome. All right, just making sure that we got everything here. Man. Okay. Give me one second, Jeff.
Yeah.
One thing about, I will say, is wireless mouse pads is they die on you.
Oh, right. Pain in the ass.
It's like...
I get that. My son does homeschooling.
Okay.
My 8-year-old is homeschooled, and we actually went and bought a corded mouse pad because he could never keep it charged. And he's always like, it's not working. Well, it's not working because it's dead.
Yeah. You got to charge it there, buddy. I agree. Any particular reason why you guys homeschool him?
Honestly, dude, we homeschooled him 3 years ago. 2 years ago, he went to public school and he hated it, man. He's a wild child. He's a kid that you gotta really like pay attention to. And he just don't get that at public school, man. And he gets like the teacher would text us every day saying, oh, Cole's getting in trouble again today. And we had to sit him in the back of the room until he calmed down. And to me, that's not the way you discipline, man. If he's having a hard time listening, then sit him in the front and make sure he's paying attention. Because if I'm there, he pays attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows not to fuck with daddy.
Yeah, my dad was the same way. When I was like, I mean, I wasn't a bad child in school either. I was more like a quiet kid, but I just had a really hard time of just like doing my work. And because it was just so boring to me. So my dad would be like, do you want me to come and sit next to you? And I was like, nah, I'm good. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll get it done.
Please go away.
Yeah, I was like, nah, we're okay. We don't need to get that far, all right?
No. You're going to actually make me have to work, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was scared of my dad, but. He's a good guy.
Right.
Though, so.
Oh, me too, dude. My dad was abusive. He was pretty bad. He was a bad guy and whatnot. So I was raised pretty tough. So I'm like, always praising my kids how easy they have it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you had to go through that. I mean, I know it's not easy for
sure. Oh, bro, I'm thankful for it, to be honest with you, man.
It made
me
tougher
today. It made me the best dad I could be, you know?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have here, Jeffrey, I have everything set up for you for the listing itself, the Facebook. Also, too, we're going to help you with a tracking system. So you'll be able to – that will be custom made for you and your business. So you'll be able to log in and get everything through there. So you'll be able to track everything. Also, we're going to help you with a little more extra exposure with Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. And then we're going to integrate you to Apple as well. But for securing your payment for the listing itself, for the billing on the card, does it just have your first and last name with your company name, or is it just your first and last name?
Yeah, it's first and last name with company name.
Okay, so it's Jeffrey.
It's Jeffrey J. Coriel, and then it says JC Final Touch underneath it.
Okay, Jeffrey J. Coriel. Okay, and that's the same address for the 347 68th Street?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then the zip code is the same, 97478?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the card itself, is it going to be the Master? Is it going to be a Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are, and then I'll repeat it back to you when you're done.
Perfect. And this is for how much again?
It's just a $249 month to month. So you waived all the set-up fees we had, and then we brought it all the way down to $249 for you.
Cool, man. I appreciate that. I got the card number when you're ready.
Whenever you are, I'm ready.
4312-3170-0511-9162.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you.
Yep.
I got 4312-3170-0511-9162.
Perfect.
Okay. And then your expiration?
0328.
Okay. And then the security code?
540.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do, Jeffrey, well, I know you go by Jeff, so I know, usually when people call me Charles, I know I'm in trouble, so I go by Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call you
Jeffrey. If I get called
Jeffrey,
I'm like, fuck, what am I in trouble for? What did I do?
So Jeff, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So this actually protects you. We don't sell or give out your information at all. So every time we call you, we're going to ask you the security question. That way 100% you know it's us, and 100% we know we're talking to you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I got three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name you can have. You can have the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
Let's go first pet's name.
Okay, and what's first pet's name?
Jake. J-A-K-E.
That's funny. That's my cousin's name.
maybe he was my first pet.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's hilarious. Okay, Jake, got it. So every time we call you, we're going to say, hey, Jeff, what's your first pet's name? And then you would say, it's Jake.
Yeah.
And then that way, that just unlocks your account.
Right.
Okay.
My wife is going to talk so much to say I'm such a little kid.
It's all good. It's all good. Actually, that's very common that a lot of people actually pick the first pet's name because most people don't know that. It's not like accessible information.
Yeah. So. Well, and that's something that that's why I did it, because I'm like, dude, so many people know my mother's maiden name. So many people know where I was born. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it, too, that's kind of like public information. You can kind of find that out very quickly.
Right. Exactly.
So, Okay, here we go. So yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just take you through a voice verification. So this is an added protection for you as well. This is just to verify everything that we have so you have a firm understanding. This will be sent to you in writing for your records also. And then I'm just going to outline everything for you, and then we'll schedule an onboarding call with you and my tech team, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JC Final Touch, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey Coriel, owner.
Awesome. You are an authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And then you are the authorized holder for the billing account, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Just to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to a Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, okay?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Will they try to act like they're you guys, or?
We've had people, because we're so big. We're been in business for 18 years, and we've been Google Channel partners since like 2007, 2008, right at the end of the area there. We have had customers that said, hey, somebody pretended to be Local Splash, but they didn't ask me a security question. If you ever get that, that's why we put that here. Hang the phone up and then call our customer service line, and we'll make sure that, hey, but I'll give you the customer service line right now, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I was just curious, because when I did Yelp, man, I got so many, like, spam calls, and I almost, like, did a couple of them, and I'm like, oh, I better not do that.
Yeah, no. So every time we're going to ask your security question. Cool. If they don't ask it to you, just hang the phone up and then call the 877 number, or what you can do is you can actually email me and then say like, hey, I got a call saying it's Local Splash, but then ask me a security question. What's going on? Did you guys try to call? And I can verify and see what's going on for you too.
Cool.
All right. Cool. So here we go. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I know you want to do more emails. I'll make a note of that, because I know that way we don't, like, we're not going to blow up your phone anyways, but it's just to have updates and stuff like that. I have the customer service number here. Do you want it, or you want me to just email it to you?
You can just email it to me. I won't remember, bro.
Okay, perfect. I didn't know if you wanted to write it down or something, but I'll email it to you so you have it for your records there. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I do.
Awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So it's just really just the payment. We waive the account setup. Will be charged today, which is December 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th for the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'll just read it off to you. It's 877-635-6225. If you want to cancel or pause, just give us 3 business days before your next billing is due to do that. That way there's no hiccups with that, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and make the $249 purchase right now. What's a good time for you and my tech team? Do you have any let's see here. Yes. Do you have any availability to gay by any chance? Actually, we're pretty
solid. Yeah, I do. Anytime now, I'm inside with the kids. I just fed them breakfast, so, if they can call anytime soon, that would help.
So I would need to give them like at least an hour because like I want to make sure that they have all the verifications, everything like that. I need to get the notes over there to them as well. But it looks like they booked up from Friday and today from onboarding calls. The best I can do is get you in tomorrow morning. Would that work for you? We can do like 7 a.m. Okay. in the morning. They could call you.
Yeah, that works. That actually works better for me. 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So let me set this up for you here, and then I'm also going to just send this in an email for you.
Okay.
And then that way you have the actual date and time. Yeah, what they're going to do. Now, what we did is we did send you a text message. We might have sent you a couple of them, actually.
Okay.
Can you open that up? It should say, hey, Jeffrey, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you an email. Okay. That has
the I got a text message and an email.
Okay, perfect. That has a terms and conditions link in it. Can you click on that?
Yeah. It says... Perfect. And then just hit I agree.
Yeah, so I would click the one for the text messages. That's just going to give you updates for us. We're not going to bombard you, but we will send you a text message. And then you are the authorized user of the card account. And then just sign your name as it is on there. So it might say Jeffrey J on there as well.
Okay.
And then just type it out and then hit confirm. And it's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when you're there.
Perfect. I'm hitting confirm, but it won't do it.
Okay, let me see what I got here for you.
I typed everything in, but it won't let me hit confirm. Can you please stop?
Okay, let me see what I got here really quickly for you. I can open it up as well.
Go watch a movie now. Let me try the email one.
Did I misspell your first name? How do you spell your first name? Is it J-E-F-F?
R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. Ooh, okay, that's why. So I put E-R-Y on accident. Let me see my fault. Let me reset it to you really quickly.
I can do it like that. Are you sure?
Yeah, I can reset it to you.
Unless it's a big deal.
I want to get it right for you though. That's the thing, because it's for your records.
Yeah.
So let me just update it here really quickly, and then I'll resend you the terms with your correct name. And then your last name is Coryell, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Man.
Is it not letting you?
I'll be honest. We have so many things on this thing. I'm trying to find it, and I'm like, you know what? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna say this. Okay.
Yeah. Right, dude. I give it up to you, man. I try to do anything on my computer, and I'm like, am I retarded, or do they make it harder?
They never make it easy. They always have so many buttons, and it's like you type
right?
in the word, it's not there. You're like, okay, well, what other word did you put it under? So.
Right.
I'm like, what are we doing? PNC, shoe him, please. And make sure his first name is spelled correctly. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. My dyslexia kicked in and I put R-E-R-Y. That's why that happened.
Right.
Okay, so
you'd be surprised on how many people do that too.
Yeah, or they probably spell it like E-R-E-Y, huh?
Yeah, and the E-R-Y, a lot of people spell it like that too. I'm like yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But so when my mom gets mad at me, it's not Jeffrey, it's Jeffrey!
Yeah, with the exclamation point at the end.
Right?
That's what that is. Yeah, mine's always either it's Charles or it's a loud Charlie, and I'm like, ah, man, I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Right.
And it's funny because I'm actually a junior.
Like, you're in fucking trouble.
Yeah, so I'm actually a
junior. Oh, you're a
junior? Yeah, so when my dad called like that, I was like, when the name gets called like that, I was looking at my dad, I was like, nah, that's you, that's not me.
Your dad's definitely the Charles, huh?
Yeah, he is.
That's funny.
Oh, man, yeah, no, it's just fun time. Okay, so what I'm going to do is... I'm going to send that over to you in the text message. I'm just waiting for my higher up to send it over to you. I think he's in a meeting right now. So everything here is set up for you. So what I'm going to do is everything is already set up. You already have your meeting set for tomorrow at 7 a.m. When he's done, he'll send that over to you. And then I'll send you, when he tells me, hey, I sent it, I'll send you a quick text message over and say, hey, just go ahead and sign it. It's in there. Or whenever you sign it, and you could send me back and say, hey, signed, it's all good.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the username and the password once you sign it. We're going to create that for you. So don't think you have to make one. We're going to build it for you, and then we're going to email you the credentials. That's why I kind of wanted to walk you through that step. But just remember, once you go to that login page, just be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about that tomorrow in our onboarding meeting.
Okay, and then so tomorrow in that meeting is, are we going to go over everything, like how to set it up, how to handle the website or whatnot, or not
yeah,
the website,
so for
but the...
The Google Business Profile, we're going to... Yeah, so I'm going to give them like a rough estimate of like what you do, how you do it. They're going to pull together some things. They're also going to ask you what areas you want to target, like certain cities, zip codes, stuff like that, mile radius. They're also going to walk you through how to add us as a partner for Facebook so we can run that retargeting campaign out. And then they're going to just make sure that all the services that you offer are on there. So when somebody searches your company, not your company, but your services, your company populates and you can get the calls directly to you.
Okay, perfect. And then and we'll just go over everything else. Like, should I have a computer? Would that probably be easier?
Yes, I mean, if you're at your computer, it'd be a lot easier because you can actually do everything right then and there with them, and they can walk you through it. And if you have any questions on, like, hey, I see this on your, you know, your step-by-step, but this is what's showing up, they'll be able to walk you through that area too. So I would suggest that you would be in front of your computer tomorrow.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I had a bid tomorrow morning, but I'm gonna cancel that. That way I can get this all figured out, and then I'll just go after.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I have everything set up here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get working on your account here so I can ship it over to my tech team and they can start working on it. And then I want to say welcome to Local Splash, Jeff. I mean, we've had a blast talking to you here.
Yeah,
we are going to get
right
here.
Yeah.
We're going to help you get some stuff going so that way you can close out this year strong and also to start 2024 off on the right note and start getting you some money.
Cool,
okay?
Man. Yeah, but I appreciate you, bro.
No problem, buddy. If you have any questions,
give me a good review too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You could just go on Google and just give me a review there. But if you have any questions, concerns, anything, you have my email. Reach out to me, send me an email, and I could always answer it too. If you can't get a hold of tech team that you maybe want to change or something, reach out to me, and I could always let them know as well. Okay?
Cool. I appreciate that, man.
All right, Jeff. I'll talk to you tomorrow then, all right?
Yeah, sounds good, Charlie. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You have a good day.
All right, bye. Yep, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You too.